Hello and welcome to English Podcasts with Chris and Sue. For more information, visit english-podcasts.com.
Hi, Sue.
Hi there, Chris.
So, I was talking with a learner the other day who was, we've just been working on some graded listening. You ever heard of that?
Well, graded listening? Can you remind me what it is?
Yeah, in fact, it's from a book. It's one of these graded listeners books. I think all of them do it. Longman, etc. And it's basically, it goes in different levels. You know, it goes from beginners to intermediate to advanced, etc. And there's a certain amount of vocabulary. And the one that he was working on had 1,200 words of vocabulary.
Right, I'm with you. They're very popular. I think there's a Cambridge, they're in the Cambridge.
There's all sorts that do them. Yeah,
very, very good books.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway, this one has an audio section with it. Mm-hmm. And so it's basically the story is the same as in the book, but on the audio. And he was saying that, well, he understands this very well. It was a 1,200 word graded listener. And he said he likes to listen to podcasts. And he was talking about a podcast that he listens to. And he says he understands nothing.
Yeah.
And then he went to watch a film called Shaun of the Dead, which is a Simon Pegg film. And he said he understood absolutely nothing. Now, first of all, he watched Hot Fuzz. I don't know why he's suddenly gone into Simon Pegg. But anyway, he watched Hot Fuzz. And he said he knows it because he saw it in French. But in English, he just couldn't understand any of the dialogue in it because there was a lot of humour, there was maybe a bit of slang, there's also quite a lot of action, etc.
And a lot of accents as well.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so basically he said, why is it difficult to listen to a podcast when I can understand everything on this graded listener?
Yes. Well, I think you just put your finger on it right there, because in the graded listener, they're very well spoken, very well articulated. There's not much background noise. It's just one person speaking. Whereas in a podcast, it could be a group of people speaking quickly, but naturally. So they're speeding up a lot. Vocabulary which can go all over the place depending on the topic. There's a big difference
between a huge difference, yeah,
massive, yeah.
Well, my answer was that, well, okay, this one's a graded listener, there's a certain amount of vocabulary and the things that you said as well, and also that a podcast is really English for English speakers, mm-hmm. generally, unless mm-hmm. it's a language learning podcast, which
yes.
obviously will be different. And so it's a lot different. So we were looking at ideas of listening, and I sort of asked him, what's your objective when you're listening? And he said that he listens to understand. And I thought this was a little bit, well, it can turn out to be quite negative, because generally, especially with the podcast, etc., he would at the end of the day say, if he asked himself the question, did I understand? It would probably be, in most cases, in fact, all cases, probably would be no.
Yes.
And I was wondering how people can keep the motivation up to listen mm. if every time they don't reach their objective.
Yes.
So then we were talking about, you know, having a different objective and to listen, to hear the language. And then he came up, and I know you've got a thought on this, but I'll put it out there anyway. He said that I listen in the car,
yeah.
which I think is pretty not a good thing to do. Only because you're so taken up by other things. You know, you're looking behind, you're looking in front, you're looking to the sides, you're listening to your car. You know intuitively when you change gear. You don't know why you change gear, but you do. You know, you
yeah.
do because you hear the engine, yeah. for example.
Yeah.
So I think that, you know, sensorially, you're too taken when you're in a car to actually listen. And so you can't really concentrate for a long period. So I say what we should be doing is try to listen to hear the language, to hear the music of the language, intonation, changing of speakers, intonation for questions, etc. And do it when you're doing something else, but not when you're driving.
Okay.
You know, for example, when you're doing the dishes, when you're preparing something in the kitchen, have it in the background, you know, and just try and follow the music. Try to listen to things like liaison between words, like I'm going to go to town, I'm going to go to town. You know, I'm going to go to town. We don't say I'm going to go to town.
We
never do.
No.
Would you like a beer? No. Do you fancy a beer?
Yeah.
Do you fancy
yeah.
a beer? And stuff like this. So I was saying, well, try to listen for this type of thing. And people very often, especially because he's, well, I think it's 12,000 words. So, no, it's 2,000 words or 12,000 words? 1,200 words, anyway. But 1,200 words, you know, when you take the words that we know, that, etc., there's quite a few words there, you know, my, your, she, he, blah, blah, blah. There's quite a few words. So there's not a lot of other words that are coming into it. And in a podcast, there would be probably a lot more. So we're saying that, you know, try to listen to, well, like I said, they don't hear changes of people because they can't, if it's two men, for example, they can't tell. Well, exactly. If it's a woman and a man, they can.
Exactly, exactly. And I do think that when you're listening, if you say you have to change your objective, you won't understand everything.
Yeah.
So I always...
So don't do it.
So don't do it. So I would say, if you listen to, I'm going to say a podcast or something, first of all, it may need to listen several times. Like, so what? First of all, what is the general thing? What is it about? Secondly, when I listen, I tell people, try and focus a bit on the numbers, if there are numbers, and what do those numbers refer to? And then on the third listening, then I say focus on the language, like the wanna, a want to, because no one's going to say want to.
No.
Unless it's the Queen of England speaking, you know, but wanna. And so, but I know from the students that I have, I give them a podcast, usually one of ours, which they always enjoy, but they'll say, oh, what was that word? What was that word? And I say to them, if I wrote it down, you would know this word.
Mm.
But because you're listening to it, you don't know. It's words like go to school.
Yeah, go to school.
Go to school.
Yeah.
They say, what is that word? And this is the difference between a story that's very well articulated, clearly spoken.
Yeah, but unnatural, I'd say.
Yeah, unnatural.
Yeah.
And how we speak.
Yeah.
So that is, but coming back to the car, maybe we are different drivers, but I find listening in the car, I quite like it.
But I find that I just lose a thread very quickly, whether it's in French or in English or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not a question of understanding or whatever or having problems with that.
Focus.
But I just go off somewhere else, you know, like you do. You know, you think like, you know, I'm doing this tomorrow, or, oh, did I send that email? Or, I've got to go and buy some milk or something like that. As well as all of the, and my car's an automatic, so I don't have to change gears, you know?
But it depends. But personally, I quite like it in the car, but doing it while I'm doing the dishes, I'd find that distracting. But everyone has to find what they're...
I don't see how it can be distracting, really. I mean, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah,
clean your dish too much?
No,
I don't know.
No, but
you know?
Everyone has to choose what they want.
Sure, but my thoughts on this are, you know, if you're cooking or doing something like the dishes or the ironing or whatever, these mundane tasks, it doesn't take a lot of your brain power, you know? It almost becomes automated. So if you've got something on in the background, you are going to dip in and out, sure, but it won't be the same as in a car. And so I generally tell people is that your first objective when you're listening should be, and write it big and proud, is I do not want to understand. And then you can come back to this and you can say, did I understand?
Yes.
If you don't understand, you've passed your objective, it's there. And if you do, it's a bonus.
Yes.
And generally, when you go looking for words, you don't find them.
Mm.
And when you're listening, like I say, you know, when you're doing some mundane task, the words actually come out of the woodwork. They come out to you. Yeah, you may not know what they are. Yeah.
But sound, you're here.
Yeah, exactly. And I also find a lot of people, what they say is, oh yeah, I watch a series or watch a film on TV or on Netflix or wherever, Amazon Prime, whatever. There, we've advertised. But we're not getting paid. But, you know, it can be something like that. And then what they do is they put subtitles. And the problem with that, and I know that myself learning Spanish, is that you're actually reading, you're not listening. You're not seeing the action. And, you know, you've got to sort of really trust the subtitle transcriber that they've put the right stuff in.
Yes.
Because I know that very often in French or in English, when they put subtitles, you think, like, what the hell did they put that down? It doesn't mean that.
It's very true that when there's a subtitle, your eye is drawn to it.
Absolutely.
Sure. And I know that some people I know, students I know, they listen in English, oh, well done, and then they read the subtitles in French.
Mm.
And I say, well, unless you're a kind of international interpreter...
Yeah, you can't do it.
You can't do it.
No.
Your brain will explode. You know? So, no, it's very, very, very difficult indeed.
Yeah.
But if I may just introduce one point, I think that in general, I feel people's listening skills, even in their mother tongue, I think people's listening skills are eroding.
Mm-hmm.
People don't focus as much as they used to. We have a lot of background noise all the time. The TV's on, or the radio's on, or the computer's on. And I don't think people...
Your phone's buzzing.
Yeah, the phone's buzzing. And even if someone watched a series, an episode of something in their mother tongue, I think they would not be able to tell you a lot of what happened.
Sure. I mean, it's true that our attention spans are really, really reducing.
Yeah.
Because we used to talk about the attention spans of a goldfish, which is about 13 seconds, I think. Apparently, I don't know how they measure it, but they say that when a goldfish goes around its bowl, it comes back and it's never been there before, you know? And we used to use this as almost something disparaging, you know, say, they've got an attention span of like 13 seconds. And it's been proven today that we've got an attention span of about 7 seconds.
Yes.
Because we want to change something. Yes. We've got like this hypertext mind, yes, that when we're reading something, we zip through it. And if it's on internet, we'll click on a hypertext, on a URL link, and we'll be into something else. We might be starting, I don't know, looking at something to do with gardening and end up with something to do with cars, you know,
sure,
through these different links.
Sure.
And we're used to that. But we also have, like you say, the noise from outside. So it's this thing of signal against noise. And I think that when you're in a car, this is the effect of noise. The noise is there, which you can't, you know,
yeah,
it's there. Yeah, yeah, okay, it's not the noise of,
yeah,
the car,
yeah,
but it's noise in terms of, yes, distraction.
Mm.
Yeah, and you can't do that. When you're doing the dishes, you know, you can. I know a lot of in this modern world have dishwashers.
I was just about to takes me 3 seconds to put my dish in the dishwasher.
Yeah, well, ironing. It doesn't matter. Gardening.
Very much in 3
gardening,
seconds.
Walking, whatever. It doesn't matter what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is with anything like this, language learning is all about taking opportunities. And if we don't take those opportunities, it's very easy to say. I mean, people say, oh, I'm trying to learn English, but I can't speak English. But the thing is, if you live in a small city, and you could go any night of the week to speak English,
sure,
in anywhere, in,
sure,
pub quizzes, in get-togethers, whatever,
sure,
you could. But you've got to make that effort. And, you know, to be able to get these opportunities to do it, you can do it online if you live in a little village somewhere. You can find things, you know,
sure,
online.
There are so
not
many,
necessarily pay, you know, paying.
Yes.
You can organise something.
Mm.
You know, and the thing is, if we don't take these opportunities, there's no point.
I agree with
you.
You absolutely agree. And just on a final point from me, that I say to everybody I come across that listening is the first step to learning a language.
I would go further. I say when the ear works, everything works.
Yes. So really, absolutely. So, you know, it's and as adults, we want to speak before we've listened. That's
exactly
why it's completely upside down.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. Listen, listen, listen. Even if it's just in the background when you're doing the dishes, whatever.
Yeah.
It's in, you're getting the sound.
Exactly.
And it's so,
yeah, you're
so
getting used
important
to the music. I mean, if you take people, when they talk about music, they say, I love this song. You say, what does it talk about? They don't know.
No.
They don't know. But they don't care.
Yeah.
And they listen to the music of it. Maybe later, you know, 6 months or a year, whatever, they will either download the lyrics or, you know, look on a YouTube video of it with the lyrics. They'll look at it then, and then they realise that, oh, this person's singing a load of rubbish.
Yes.
But I like the music. However, if we can't listen to the music, then we ain't going to hear the words.
I agree.
Yeah? So, and this is with language learning, I mean.
Mm.
If we can't get into that rhythm of the music, we can't hear the words. And therefore, you know, the thing that people say, oh, English people speak too fast. Well, they don't. The idea is that, in fact, a lot of people listen too slowly.
Yeah.
What they don't hear is liaison and stuff like this, you know. And also, like, blind words, you know, where words become virtually nothing.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, they're not that. If you wrote it, they'd be there, sure.
Exactly.
But when you're speaking, they may have been totally missed out. And a lot of people say, English is like that, etc. I get this from a lot of French people, but when you focus on French, it's exactly the same.
For sure.
You know? And they say, oh, yeah, but we don't, you know, do these shortcuts on like, but they do. They do. They always do. They're just not, you know, aware of it because it's so natural to them. But English can be natural to them. And, you know, what you should be doing is listening every single day, 15 minutes a day, and
absolutely
then you're winning. Yeah.
I absolutely,
and that's it.
I agree with you on that.
I rest my peace.
Good one.
Thank you, Susan.
Okay, bye. Thanks,
Chris. Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join us again at english-podcast.com and subscribe to our podcasts on iTunes. And if you have an idea for a podcast or a blog, please get in contact with us through the site at english-podcast.com.